Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Nation of Nations, A Great American Immigration Story by Tom Gelton examines how immigration has shaped the United States through the close study of one local community. Drawing on reporting and historical context, the book uses the city of Dubuque, Iowa, as a lens for seeing the national story in miniature: who arrives, why they come, how they are received, and how a shared civic identity is built amid change. Rather than treating immigration as an abstract policy dispute, and so, Gelton focuses on the everyday institutions that carry the real weight of adaptation, including schools, workplaces, churches, local government, and neighborhood networks. The narrative explores how long-established residents and newcomers negotiate language, culture, and economic opportunity, while also confronting anxieties about belonging and fairness. The result is a grounded account of pluralism in practice, showing how integration succeeds or stalls depending on local leadership, economic conditions, and social trust. It is both a readable community portrait and a timely perspective on an enduring American debate. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Dubuque as a microcosm of the national immigration debate. The book frames Dubuque, Iowa, as a practical case study for understanding immigration beyond slogans. By narrowing the focus to a single place, it becomes easier to see how national forces play out locally, shifting labor needs, refugee resettlement decisions, federal and state policies, and changing public attitudes. A mid-sized city with deep roots and a strong civic identity provides a revealing setting because the changes are visible and personal. Immigration is not just something discussed on television, it affects classrooms, hospitals, city council meetings, and neighborhood relationships. The community scale also highlights a central insight: integration is not only about immigrants adapting, it is also about institutions and longtime residents deciding how to respond. The book emphasizes that local context matters. A city with functioning civic organizations, steady employers, and collaborative leadership can absorb newcomers with less friction than a place marked by economic stress or polarized politics. Dubuque becomes a narrative device for showing how the same broad questions asked nationwide are answered in specific, sometimes imperfect, ways on the ground. The reader sees how the lived experience of immigration is shaped by local choices and relationships as much as by national ideology. Secondly, why people come and how arrival reshapes a local economy. A key theme is the mix of motivations and circumstances that bring newcomers to an American city. Some come through family ties or job opportunities, while others arrive through refugee pathways after displacement and conflict. The book connects these arrival stories to economic realities in the host community. Employers may seek workers for manufacturing, services, or seasonal roles, while newcomers look for stability, safety, and a future for their children. This intersection produces both opportunity and tension. On one hand, new residents can fill labor gaps, start small businesses, and contribute to demographic renewal in places facing population stagnation. On the other hand, rapid change can trigger fears about wages, competition for housing, or pressure on public services. The narrative encourages readers to view the economy as a human system. Jobs are not just numbers. They determine daily routines, social status, and perceptions of fairness. It also shows that the benefits of immigration are not automatic. Outcomes depend on whether training, credential recognition, and pathways to advancement exist. When newcomers are stuck in low mobility roles, frustration can build on all sides. The book highlights that economic integration is a cornerstone of social integration, influencing whether a community experiences immigration as renewal or as disruption. Thirdly, schools, language, and the next generation of Americans. The book gives sustained attention to schools as one of the most important places where integration becomes real. Classrooms bring children of immigrants and long-established families into daily contact, making them a frontline institution for bridging cultural distance. Language learning is central. Students may arrive with limited English, requiring specialized instruction and additional support, while teachers and administrators must adapt curricula, staffing, and communication with families. The educational challenge is not only linguistic. Schools also become places where differences in cultural expectations, discipline norms, and parental involvement are negotiated. The next generation often moves quickly toward bilingual or English-dominant identities, and that shift can create tension inside immigrant households as children translate, interpret, and sometimes surpass their parents in navigating American systems. At the same time, schools can help build a shared civic identity by teaching local history, democratic norms, and the everyday practices of belonging. The book suggests that when schools are resourced and community trust is strong, they function as integration engines, producing friendships and common reference points across lines of origin. When resources are thin or debates become politicized, schools can also become flashpoints, By focusing on education, the narrative shows how immigration is ultimately a story about the future citizens a community is forming, not only the newcomers it is receiving today. Fourthly, faith communities, civic organizations, and the work of belonging beyond formal government, the book highlights the role of civic infrastructure in turning diversity into a functioning community. Faith institutions, nonprofits, volunteer networks, and local advocacy groups often provide the first practical help: housing leads, transportation, donated furniture, translation, and social connection. These organizations also carry symbolic weight. When respected local institutions welcome newcomers, they signal that immigrants are not outsiders to be managed, but neighbors to be included. The narrative shows that belonging is created through repeated, ordinary interactions, shared meals, community events, mentoring programs, and joint service projects. Such settings can lower the temperature of public debate by replacing abstract fears with personal relationships. At the same time, the book does not treat civic life as automatically harmonious. Differences in religious practice, gender roles, and social norms can produce misunderstanding. Civic organizations can disagree on priorities, and some residents may feel that attention to newcomers diverts energy from existing needs. The book underscores that integration requires leadership, patience, and institutions capable of mediating conflict. Successful communities make room for newcomers to contribute rather than only receive help, inviting them into committees, parent groups, and neighborhood associations. Over time, these shared structures create a sense of common stake, which is essential for a pluralistic society to remain cohesive. Lastly, national identity, policy choices, and the meaning of an American we, running through the book, is a larger question: how does a nation built by immigration maintain a shared identity while accommodating new waves of diversity? The Dubuque story provides a grounded way to discuss policy and politics without losing sight of human consequences. Readers see how federal decisions interact with local capacity, and how public rhetoric influences whether newcomers are viewed as threats or as future fellow citizens. The book explores the tension between assimilation, understood as adopting common civic norms, and multiculturalism, understood as preserving distinct cultural traditions. Rather than presenting a simple either-or, the narrative suggests that successful integration often involves both a commitment to democratic values and local laws alongside room for cultural expression. It also points to the importance of fairness and consistency in policy. When pathways to legal stability, work authorization, and long-term residence are unclear, uncertainty can undermine trust and participation. Conversely, when communities have predictable processes and clear expectations, they can focus on practical integration instead of constant crisis management. The overarching idea is that an American we is not a fixed inheritance but a civic project. It is built through institutions, shared rules, and everyday cooperation, and it can be strengthened by immigration when communities treat newcomers as partners in that project. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a realistic, grounded understanding of immigration in the United States, including students, educators, community leaders, journalists, policy-minded readers, and anyone seeking to move beyond partisan talking points. It will also resonate with immigrants and longtime residents alike because it focuses on the human mechanics of adjustment work, school, faith, neighborhood life, and the small decisions that create acceptance or distance. The benefit to a reader's life is practical clarity. By seeing how integration actually happens, readers can better evaluate public claims, participate more constructively in local debates, and recognize the role that institutions and ordinary relationships play in building social trust. The book is worth buying compared to similar titles because it does not rely only on broad national statistics or abstract arguments. Its strength is the community-level perspective that shows cause and effect in a way that feels concrete: how a school responds, changes outcomes, how civic leadership shapes attitudes, and how economic conditions influence generosity or fear. That specificity makes the broader themes easier to grasp and more useful for anyone who wants to understand, or help shape, an inclusive American future. If you would like to support Tom Gelton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.